Shirtzai Chesem Ksuva is continued. Lamed Sivan Heitov Shin Mem Beis, June 21st, 1982, on Monday.
Produces the Shah against Shimon, and he wants to collect the debt. Now, suppose Shimon would say, I paid you already, so then the Malve can say, okay, Shtob, you're my boy. You're not going to say, I paid you. But the problem here arose because Shimon produced David, who testified that they saw that only yesterday, so Shimon paid $1,000 to him. But the Ruah Bitubye, the Piroim, they are the Chilkin to Ruben and Shimon, and they are claiming to Levi. So Rav Kope said that even though Ruben produces a Shtar, so he cannot collect, because after all, the Aretim who testify that they saw, Ruah Bitubye testified that they saw that Shimon paid $1,000 debt. So Rabbi Shua said to him, no. Why? Suppose Shimon has no nechosim. So then, the Malveh has his right against his rights, against the Oreh. So Mele, this Agode, by Ruah Bitubye, that Shimon yesterday paid $1,000 to Ruben, is in effect Hagode, not only a Hagode in favor of Shimon, the Shimon is potter, it's also Hagode in favor of Levi, that Levi is potter. And since relative to Levi that Levi, so since it's bottle, regarding Levi, so Mimele, it's bottle, regarding Shimon too. So, and since, so Mimele, Davis is bottle, Ligabi Shimon too, and the Malve produces Ishtar, so the Malve can call it. This is how the Ramban explains the Gemara a little bit. So the Ramban rejects the Raya's Pshat. Now, he doesn't say why he rejects the Raya's Pshat. He says he agrees with the Raya that we cannot explain the Gemara the way Rashi does, because according to Rashi's Pshat, so we should say Talmud of the Mule. And here, everybody would say Talmud of the Bura, even Rabbi Yitzchak, because here it's two separate, the Bura, two separate Agodes. So he says, we cannot explain. But he says that the Pshat of the Gemara is not in the Doye, Shaloi Bura, but in the Doye. So that means that the Raya, the Ramban, is Chilik and the Raya. Why is the Ramban Chilik and the Raya? Why is the Ramban Chilik and the Raya? So it seems that the Ramban Shite is, now, the Raya, what's the Raya Shite? The Raya Shite is that the Gemara of Eloi Bitubye has reference to the case of Eloi Bitubye Shaloi Torah. So, of course, we pass for like Rabbunek Reid Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rav Kope. So Rabbunek Reid Rabbi Yeshua said that if they even testify, now the Malve who pays claim $1,000 debt from Shimon, and Eloi Bitubye testify that Shimon was made yesterday, they heard Shimon had been made only yesterday, that the debt was not paid as yet, so Mimele, so Rav Kope wanted to be Mechayev Shimon to pay. to mechayev shimi to pay. So, like Rabbi Shua said, no. Since the haggadah of the idoye by Shimon that he did not pay is a haggadah not only against Shimon, it's a haggadah against Levi Dorev too, and the akrevim against Levi. So Mele, since the akrevim against Levi, so Mele, it's a Shabbatul Mikzoso, it's a Shabbatul Mikzoso, what you call it? So what's wrong with the pshat? After all, here they're not saying two things. They are saying only one thing. That Shimon was made, that's all. In the case of Eliyahu Boye, so they're saying two things. First of all, that Shimon borrowed, and that Levi also borrowed. Levi also became a chuyin as an oath. But he, according to the Hayat pshat, so they're saying only one thing. Talmud the Bule, we couldn't say yet. So what's wrong with the Rayas Pshat? Why does the Ramban reject the Rayas Pshat? So the Pshat, so obviously the reason is why the Ramban is hearing, and the reason is why the Ramban rejects the Rayas Pshat, because the Ramban holds that there is an Indian of Talmud Mimonis. Palvino Mimones, and Memele, and in respect to Palvino Mimones, we don't say English about Mitzos of Batokulo. We can only say English about Mitzos of Batokulo if part of the Haggadah is bottle, so Memele, we say English about Mitzos of Batokulo. But in the case of Eidin Doi, Shaloi Kora, so Memele, according to the Ramban, we cannot apply the Aloha of English about Mitzos of Batokulo, because in this case, if he says, if they would testify that Shimon was made only yesterday, then he did not pay the debt as yet, so Mele, if Rabbi Nebrei the Rabbi Yeshua will be made that Reuven can collect the $1,000 from Shimon. Right now, they being Amichayev, Shimon the $1,000. So it's true, they are made against Levi also. That Levi is also higher. But it's not that we have to say that what they say is not true. We basically cannot be recovered the ages of Yeruye Vitubie in respect to Levi, because they are craving. But in respect to Shimon, they are not craving. So basically he's recovering the whole Haggadah that Shimon was made and he didn't pay. But the Levi Vitubie are first cousins of Levi. So what? So in other words, because of that, Levi basically couldn't force Levi to pay. Because basically couldn't be recovering the Haggadah of Levi Vitubie vis-a-vis Levi. Because they are claiming, but vis-a-vis Shimon, they're not trading. Why should Bezdin be able to be Mikabel? Why should Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua say, since the Haggadah is also directed, indirectly, against Levi, so because in case Shimon cannot pay, so then, according to the Haggadah, Levi has to pay, so the main way we have to say, Eidishapatum Chasapatokolo is only when part of the Haggadah is bought. But if we say Talmud and Emunos, then we cannot say Yiddish Baruch Tzasabat Okolo. Because we accept vis-a-vis Shimon, so the whole Haggadah is Kayim. So it's not so shy to say Yiddish Baruch Tzasabat Okolo. Yiddish Baruch Tzasabat Okolo is shy when part of the Haggadah is bottle. So the other part is also bottle. But here, relative, that's Talmud and Emunos. Relative to Shimon, the whole Haggadah is Chayav. It's not bottle at all. And relative to Levi, the whole Haggadah is not accepted. So maybe we cannot say Eidish Batul Mikzoso. We cannot say Eidish Batul Mikzoso. But look, that's the kasha of the Ramban against the Rabbah. Now, against the highway. And what's the sheet of the highway? So apparently the sheet of the highway is, the sheet of the highway is that not only do we eat those the aloha of English, but mutsosa badakula imply that if part of the agoda is bottle, so maybe the rest is also bottle. In other words, if a certain agoda is not effective relative to one, so it has to be bottle relative to the other two. So that's a bit chiddush. So that's the Rambam shita, but the Rambam shita is not. Now, how does the Rambam improve upon the Gemara? So the Melech the Rambam applies this Gemara from the Vituvia to aid the Gemara. In other words, for the case where we produced Ishtar Alvoy, again Shimon, and this Ishtar says that Shimon bowed $1,000 from Ruben, and the Toyin became an Oren. And they, the Ashtar, are affected to everybody. There is no problem with the Ashtar. But then, the Levi says, for right. Shimon says, for right. So Ruben says, don't be my boy. So Shimon says, all right, I'm going to produce in Ruben to you. And they come to Besdin, and they testify that Korah, what in Ruben to you happened to be, happened to be craving to a lady. So Rapope at first thought, no. So that Shimon is part of pain, of pain the death. Because after all, they even testify that he is potter and they are hiking. They are chaykin, so the akosha ligabe in Shimon. So Rabbuni Greid Rav Yeshua say, no, but the same lady who say that he's potter, that Shimon is potter of pain, why? Because Shimon already paid up the debt, so they in effect also say, Shimon is potter of his responsibility and debt, and Levi is potter of his responsibility and debt. And if you cannot be recovered ages in respect to labor. So in labor you cannot think of giving money in respect to Shimon, because then there will be a steer. Because it doesn't make sense. In other words, if Bezdin will be recovered in the case of Indian Doye, then there is no steer. Then there is no steer, so we can save all the money. We can save all the money. Why can we save Paldun the Mones? Because in the case of the Indian, so according to the Ramban, we say Paldun the Mones. In other words, through the Indian testify against Shimon that he still has to pay the debt. Because he was made that he didn't pay it, and they testify against Levi, they all have to. But, so according to the Ramban, so in such a case, even Rabbuni Greid Rav Yeshua would be made it, that the Psak Din is that Shimon has to pay, even though the question will arise in connection with Levi, whether he has to pay. Suppose Shimon doesn't have any funds, so then the Psak Din would be, no, we cannot be recovered that body. We cannot trust, we cannot be mikabel the agode of Tuvia regarding, because they are trading. So that doesn't involve any steer. When we say Paulina the Mones, that we accept the agode of Iluibi Tuvia in respect to Shimon, that Shimon has to pay, but we do not accept the agode in respect to Levi. Levi doesn't have to pay, because that doesn't involve any steer. That the Levi has to pay and the other doesn't have to pay. Mashiachim in the case of Eidei Kevoyim, if we were going to say Paldun the Mones, then it would involve a logical contradiction. A logical, there would be a steer. Because if we are going to say the way Rav Popper said it first, that since right now we are concerned with the question as to whether Shimon has to pay or not, so right now, so Bezdin can accept the edus of Yehuda Vituvia that Shimon already paid the debt, so the mayor Shimon is potter. But suppose Shimon doesn't have funds, so then we would say, and the one who has funds is Levi, so then Bezdin would say, Levi has to pay. Isn't that the paradox? Isn't that the paradox? Shimon doesn't have to pay. And Levi, whose whole liability is based upon the liability of Shimon, because by definition, essentially, what does a chiyuv of an orav mean? A chiyuv of an orav mean, I have to pay for the liability, for the responsibility, the obligation of the Levi. Now, the Levi doesn't have to pay. Why? Because there is aching, any groin. And the orav has to pay for the chiyuv. That's it involves a logical contradiction, so there is a stirah. So that's why we cannot say, don't give him the money. So in other words, so what is the machlekes between the Raive and the Ramban? Now, that we say don't give him the money is true according to everybody that we say don't give him the money. And that is muchach from the Sugi Rames. Because according to Rashi and Ramban, Ein Odom Yismatz Miroshe does not mean that the people who abide will declare themselves as a Roshe Yisheker. No, it could be Emes. But Ein Odom Yismatz Miroshe only implies that if a person comes and says, I am a Roshe, he doesn't become Posleides. He doesn't become Chayav Malkes. He doesn't become Mechuyav Nise. Because on the Kofetz Latzne, he's a Baldovo. So just as a brother cannot Posleides another brother, a stranger has to Posleides. Someone made this on the basis of Roshe, so one cannot puzzle himself as a Roshe. He cannot be hired himself any Onshi. So even though, so the Gemara, according to the Ramban and Rashi, so it appears from the Gemara Yevamos that if a person comes and says, if Shimon comes and says, "Ani Oraktius Ruvei," "Ani Oraktius Ruvei," so if we say the Gazlan the Raise is kosher is Isha, so then Tinose is Shesruve. Why? Because there is no sphere. But it goes without saying that the Chimen will be kosher, he will not become posleges. So we don't accept the agode of Chimen in respect to his status as a neighbor. Because of Elon Isaac Noroshe. But in respect to the heter of the woman to get married, we do accept. So it's muchach from this Gemara, certainly according to the Ramban's shot and Rashi's shot, that we say Talmud Lomones. So Mele, in this case, in the case of Eide Idoye Shaloi Pola, so the Raivet says that Rabbuna Gered Rabbi Shua says in such a case, so we cannot accept the Eides of Iluya Bitubye to be Mechayev Shimon to pay the debt. Why? Because Eides of Mitzoso but the Kulo. And the Ramban says, no, we don't say Eides of Mitzoso but the Kulo. Because in vis-a-vis Shimon, we accept the whole agony. So it's not but no vis-a-vis Shimon. Vis-a-vis Levi, we don't accept the whole agony. So we say, call the Rebones. But the Raivet Shite, the Raivet Shite is, no. When it's a question of Talmud and Lemones, then we don't apply the aloha of Eidei Shabbat and Tosmat Lekolon. That's the Ramban Shite. The Shite of the Raivet is that we apply the aloha of Eidei Shabbat and Tosmat Lekolon, even in the case of Talmud and Lemones. Mashenke in the case of Eidei Pirohen, so then even the Ramban agrees that it's not shayach to say. That it's not shayach to say here Pogim Lemones, because here it would involve a stira. Just as we cannot say Pogim Lemones in the case of an active, if we say like Rav Nashe, that Gazlan the Rice is possibly in Sisho, so then the Gemara Yevamos says, if Shimon comes and says, I kill Ruvein, so Lutino says Ishtay. Why? Because if Gazlan the Rice is possibly in Sisho, so Mimele the Hagode by Shimon involves a stirah. It's a repugnant agode. Because Monefsheh, if he, according to his own agode, so he's a Roshi, he's a Ritzeah. If he's a Roshi, he's possible to be matter her in Nose. So in this case too, there is a stirah. Because they even testify that Shimon is poter to pay the debt. Why? Because he already paid out the debt. And if we are going to say like the way Rav Pope wanted to say, that the best we should pass him, the Chilean is Potter, even though if in case Chilean does not have funds, so, and then you'll have to collect from the AV, so then best will pass him, but really has to pay. So in effect, the psak would be, the tribunal of monies would be, that we accept the Agode by the Eide Kavoye in respect to Shimen. Shimen is Poter, the one who is based primarily obligated. He is Poter, and Levi, who is only secondarily Chayev. So, he is Chayev. That involves a logical contradiction. How is it possible that a Levi should be Poter, the one who is primarily liable should be Poter, and the one who is secondarily liable should be Mechuyev? That involves a spirit. So you cannot say Paudin Lemones. Mashaik in the case of Eden Doye, we do say Paudin Lemones. And even the Ayyad who says that we cannot accept the Agode. So it's because of Aloche of Eden Shabbat and Mitzosov of Lepulo. That's only when Eden is required. But suppose it's a case where Eden is not required, so then we do not say Eden Shabbat and Mitzosov of Lepulo. In other words, so what we see from this is that there is a machlekes between the Ravet and the Ramban as to whether, in the case of Paudim and Lemones, we can apply the aloche of Eidish Bottom Mitzoso Bottom Kulona. So according to the Ravet, so that's a Gemara Mifreshes in Makis. Rabbunet Rid Rav Yeshua said, in view of the fact that the Eidi, that the Ruya Vitubye, testify not only against Shimon, but against Levi too, and against. So since we cannot be mining, we cannot accept the Agode in respect to Levi, so we cannot accept the Agode in respect to Shimon either, because of the issue of Mitzvah of Rakulo. But Ramban says no. Since in respect relative to Shimon, we accept the whole Agode, so it's not but from Mitzvah. And relative to Levi, we don't accept anything. So again, relative to Shimon, it's not but one of Tosso. Relative to Levi, we don't accept anything. But the sheet of the Ravid is that even in such a case of Paulina Namones, we say English but Tosso but Tosso. Now, Reb Chaim has another terrace and the Kashi against the Rambam. Now, Reb Chaim didn't apply all this Gemara. That is my own application. But what Reb Chaim said briefly, it's not in the Sefer, but he said in Baalpeh. One teretz, the kashe is against the Rambam. The older Rishonim is the kashe, on one hand, it's the kashe against the Rambam. On one hand, it's a kashe against the Yerushalmi itself. On one hand, the Yerushalmi says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hakisik Lechosot Mishnei Miodon, Voyeid Yichayim Lezeh, Uchayim Lezeh. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the whole Matoni is bought, because it is not just a little cool. On the other hand, so what they say is called Yom Yiburek. So Malepshech, let us say Paldim Dibure in the Yerushalmi case, or let us say Eidish Batum Tzotzi Batum Kulo in the case of Pliny Levan Retzeni or Pliny Balishti. So the Rabbi and the Rabbi of Chaim, we all ask that Kasher, and the Rabbi of Chaim says, because of that, so we have to pass like the Shlokish in the Yerushalmi, not like Rabbi Yechanan. And the Rabbi says, because of that, we have to distinguish between Korah and Baldobo. And so, in other words, we only say Paldim Dibure where it's in Baldobo, by Pliny Levan Retzeni or Pliny Balishti. But not by Pliny Balachesi, or in the case of Akis Lechosos Minodom, Boyeg and Pliny Mazel, Chim Mazel. But the Rambam, we cannot say, agrees with the sheet of the Haile, because the Haile, in order to explain the Gemara of Pliny Balishti, that we say, Pliny Dibure, so the Haile says, right, that Baal Bishti is not a Ksul of Korev, it's a Ksul of Baldomo, but the Rambam says, it's a Ksul of Korev, so then, if the Kashi is again the Rambam. So one Teret that Reb Chaim gives, that's in the same there, is very good Teret. So that we only say Paldim Dibure in the Eidim, in effect, say to Agodas, to Eidis. So plainly about the Tzeni, so it's one Eidis against the Plaini, one Eidis against the himself. Plainly about Ishti, so it's one Eidis against the Plaini, one Eidis against his wife. So maybe we accept one Eidis and we don't accept the others. The Mashe'inke, so at the very outset he wants the Aknoye and the Sriya to be a joint Aknoye and Sriya. In case One will not be able to acquire to be Zeichel, so then he wants the other. But at the outset, basically, he wants that it should be a joint sphere, that Shimon and Levi should acquire title as one person. So maybe it's one Ades. Since that Akhnoyeh, at the very outset, is one Akhnoyeh to the two of them, as if they had been one person, so the male, the Ades is one Ades, so he's saying this one is not a Kulo. Masha'in can you can't say called in the Bure. Masha'in can you can't say called in the Bure. Masha'in is two separate Ades. That's one thing. Then the other thing is that the reason is why, because there are two concepts. One concept is a concept of Pogan and Boy. And the, another concept is of Pogan and Mons. So in the case of Plainly Vanuel Tsaini, there we cannot say Pogan and Mons. Pogan and Mons would mean that Shimon says I'm mentioning it, not it makes a difference, but I remember that before I used that example, that Levi comes to Bezdin and he says, Levi was the way I mean, and then Shimon joins him, and Shimon says, Levi was the way I pressed, he doesn't know who. Otherwise, there would be a contradiction in the tickets, so it would be bottled. So, in other words, so Levi comes to Bezdin and says, Reuven was Revei Amir Tzeni, and Shimon joins him in saying, testifying that Reuven was Revei a person, whom he doesn't know. So then, Hu be'achei on mistarfin. So there we cannot apply the concept of Pogin and the money. Because Pogin and the money would mean that Bezdin recovered the whole Agode by Levi, that Reuven was Revei Ahid Levi. We are telling it. So how can we recover the whole agode of Levi vis-a-vis Reuven? So it's a worship. So there we have to say Pogin and Bura, not Pogin and Nemonis. Not Pogin and Nemonis. In other words, he's saying two things. Reuven was Revea Levi, Reuven was Revea a person, and the Levi is a Neova. So we accept one item, Reuven was Revea, a person, and the claim is the Neova, we reject. Masha'in came, in the case of Plei Boal Ishti. There, Reb Chaim says, we don't have to say Pogin and Boal. We can say Pogin and Monos. It's true that Gemara uses the Lashon Pogin and Boal in both, but in the case of Plei Boal Ishti, Pogin and Boal really means not we accept one item and we reject the other item, but we accept the whole agoda that, let's say, Levi comes to Bezdin and he says, Reuven was Boalish, and Shimon joins him. And he says that Reuven was Boalish. He doesn't know who the Ishishish was, but Levi says that Reuven was Boalish, So then, Rabbi says, "Who the Acham is starting the whole day? Have you the whole day?" So there, it doesn't mean Kaldim Bure. That since Levi says two things. First, number one, that Reuven was Mizamir in the Shishish, and number two, that the Shishish, that's his wife. So maybe we accept the Dibur. That the Reuven is Mizamir Shishish, the Dibur of the Shishish, that's his wife, we reject. No, there we can say Pogin and Emonis. We accept the whole agoda that Reuven was Mizamir with Levi's wife. So then you ask, so how can we accept the whole agoda that by Levi, that Reuven was born and the wife of Levi, but he's a Korev? So what is a Korev? He's a Korev in respect to his wife. He's a Rishon the Rishon, Baal Bishte. But in respect to Reuven, he's not a Korev. He's not a Korev. So that's the reason as to why we say Pogin and Dibur over there. We do not say, in other words, so the second tenet by Reb Chaim is that the Raive, insofar that the Rambam agrees with one halacha of the Raive. The Rambam says that by Bar Gogo we don't apply the law of Yiddish but Mikdos of Bar Gogo. So in Meile, that's why by playing the Banu Yitzhaini we say Pargin and the Bore. Oh, but they are, so one Dibu we reject. So part of that Bode is Bore, because one Dibu we reject, the other Dibu we accept. So in Meile, if it had been, so the Rambam would agree, if, let's say, Levi would come and say, so then the Rambam would be made that we don't say Pogim and Dibura. No, in that case we don't have, no, because then we could also say Pogim and Dibura. So if it's a case where we cannot say, the Rambam would agree with the Rambam, that if it's a case where we cannot say Pogim and Dibura, and it's made this, so then we do not see Pogim and Dibura because of his Pogim. But in the case of the Levan Yotzeini, so is it Baldovo. By Baldovo is no Eres. But the Raivet mentions another halacha, that Baldishte is not correct, it's not Eres, it's Baldovo. And that chit, the Raivet Rambam is Chayrek and Raivet, in respect to that chit of Raivet. So, the reason is, in other words, the Rambam agrees with the Raivet that whenever it's possible to apply the halacha of Eresh Potem Tosfot L'Kulo, we cannot see Pogim and Dibura. Because Eresh Potem Tosfot L'Kulo. But, so that's why we are near the Yerushalmi, we don't say Pogim and Dibura, because we say Eresh Potem Tosfot L'Kulo, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But, in the case of Plain Levani and Tzaini, we cannot say Eresh Potem Tosfot L'Kulo, because it's about Dobo, he doesn't even have a Shemitis. But then the other Kashi is, how about playing Baalishti? So the Rambam explained it on the basis of Baldovo. But the Rambam Shiti is, it's not Baldovo. So we should say, it's what it does about Lukulo. Why does the Rambam say that over there we also say Pogim and Dibura? The answer is, over there we say Pogim and Dibura. And where it's a question of Pogim and Dibura, we don't say it's about Mikdos or Lukulo. So we don't say it's about Mikdos or Lukulo. So in other words, the Rambam agrees with the Rambam, not with the Raivet, because we saw that the Raivet himself holds that even in the case of Pogim and Dibura, we say it is for the Tosfot L'Kulo, because the Raivet explains the Gemara and Tuvia in the sense of either Idoyish or Ipora, and still Rabbi Yeshua says, since the Iluya and Tuvia, they testify against Shimon and against the Oreb, and since we cannot be recovered their testimony against the Oreb because it's ages of craving, so we cannot accept their testimony in respect to Shimon either. Why? Because they wish about the Kulo. So the right teaching is that we apply the law of the Kulo even in the case of Pogim and Dibura. But Ramban is chayyeh. So the Rambam shita is like the Ramban, that in the case of Pogim and Dibura, we do not say Eidei Shepotim Tosfot L'Kulo. So that's why I mentioned all that I heard is Rabbi Chaim said in other parents that is not in the Sefer. I don't know why he put it in the Sefer. So, but that's the other parents. But I wanted to point out that this other parents by Rabbi Chaim can be said according to the sheet of the Ramban, that where there is Pogim and Dibura, then we don't apply the halacha of Eidei Shepotim Tosfot L'Kulo. Mashiachin, according to the Raivet Shita, that even in the case of Pogim and Dibura, we still apply the halacha of Eidei Shepotim Tosfot L'Kulo, so maybe we cannot say that. Okay.
Shir Tzadik Tessim Suvos Beis Talmud Heitov Shemem Beis, June 23, 1982, on Wednesday.
Now the Ufe Midah died. So Reb Meir says that in the case of Eich Sagyod and Yitzim Lokamache, that even in the case of Eich Sagyod and Yitzim Lokamache, if the Eidim say, the Achesim, say, Anusimoyim, Ktamimoyim, Psueidusoyim, so they're not them. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Psueides, Malvigufeni, Korem, Medagdai, Umach. So it means, since the Eidi, who testify in this, they are made that the Shtar was nothing in Dasan Yisrael. So the Alboye did take place. But they say that they were Psueides, they were Psueides at that time. So Mele, but that means the Alboye did take place. If the Alboye did take place, so then there is an Udene. That the Malve wouldn't give his money to the Reve on the basis of the Shtar that is possible. And basically, the Shtar that is possible. So, what does it mean? That that Undene is so strong, but that it prevails over the Choch of Me. After all, here we have a Choch of Me, according to Tesis. So, we do apply the Choch of Me and the Choch of Migel, of Migel the Goy Shoset. So we do apply Ligabe. Still, the Meir says no. Ain't in the money. Why is it in the money? Because since they are made, that the Alboye did take place, so there is a presumption that the Malve wouldn't give away his money. But, so there is a conflict between this Chazoke. That Malve Gufe Mikore Medek Daek, or the Chazoke or the Mechismi or Ashtar and Kinase Begodu, as against the Choch of Migel. So that means that according to Reb Meir, the Chazoke is stronger than the Migel. This is what Tesis says, that you test on Dalek. Chazoke or the Mechismi or Ashtar and Kinase Begodu. Now what Teitze says in respect to Ktanim Oyinu is also true in respect to Psuein Zir, the same thing. So that means that the machlekes between Reb Meir and Rabbonim is now what is stronger, whether the Choche of Migel is stronger. The Choche of Migel is stronger, or the Choche of Gufe Mikore Medek Daik, or Chazokin or the Mechitzim Ashtar and Kinasa Begodu. So according to Reb Meir, the Choche of Chazokin or the Mechitzim Ashtar and Kinasa Begodu, or the Choche of Malve Gufe Mikore Medek Daik, Umachtin, is stronger than the Choche of Migel. So that's why it's in the money. In other words, it's an unsade that what the Eidim say, in spite of the Choche of Migel, is Sheker. Because of the Choche of Malve Gufe Mikore Midek Daik. Because of the Choche of Chazokin and Chizm Ashtar and Kinasi Begodu. And the Rabbonim say, no. The Rabbonim say that the Choche of Migel is strong. The Choche of Migel prevails over the Umdene of Chazokin and Chizmo Ashtar Nasi Begodu, the Choche of Migel prevails over the Umdene of Malve Gufe Mikore Medek Daik. Now, Tesis says the Kasha. I have a reason as to why I'm going over this Tesis before the little Tesis of Malve Gufe Medek Daik, because I want to mention the Rishash, what the Rishash says on this Tesis. So, Choche Mashmad Re'amrino Migel Mokim Chazokin, U Rabbonon Amrino. Vitzorchi, the Bayi, if you come in your bus, we ifshe, Gabitova Hasmane, Viomale, Piraticho, Teirzman, because there is a loche Hazoke in the Perea, Viseersman. In the Perea, Viseersman. So suppose if Ruben lent Shimon $1,000 for a year, for a year. And then, within the year, before the time was up, so Rubei demanded payment of Shimon, and Shimon said, I paid you 1 month after the Alboy, I paid you. So he's not there. Even though the Kibra Hakel is there, but here the Kibra Hakel is not there. Why? Because Chazok in the Paliyah Bishir's money, it's unusual, it's unnatural for a person to pay debt before the debt matures. So, that's a double portion. So the Gemara, as an Abaye, suppose Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 for a year, and then after 13 months, so Reuven demands payment of Shimon. So Shimon said, I paid you after 10 months. If Shimon had said, I paid you last week, lachas money, so then he certainly would have missed give a hat. But Shimon said, I paid you 3 months ago. That means, so according to the timing, he acted unnaturally. Because Chazokin and Tariya Bisir's money, why should he pay after 10 months when he was able to pay after 12 months? So, in other words, but he has a meeting. He could have said, I paid you yesterday, I paid you this morning. So that's the Abaye Rishon. Whether Mige Neged Chazoke is effective or Mige Neged Chazoke is not effective. So what is the discussion? Here we have the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbanon as to whether the Mige, the Apeshosa, is effective Neged Chazoke of Malvi Gufemikor Medevdai. Whether the Mige or by the Eid is effective Neged Chazokin and Machis Meoshtaun Rasmigodu. So Rav Meir says, Eilunemon, that they are not Nemon with the Mige. Not Nemon with the Mige. Not right, because the Chazoke prevails over the Mige. And the Rabbanon say, they are Nemon. Hapesha Osar, Hapesha Itia. And Teisa Shiti is Hapesha Osar, Hapesha Itia. That's Mige. That's Teisa Shiti. So that means that that according to the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon hold that Mige is effective in Neged Chazoke. Neged Chazoke. So this is Kashi. So why does the Gemara have an Abaye? So the Gemara could be patient from the Rabbanon. We pass through like the Rabbanon. That here it's the money. Why? Because of the Pesha Osa, because of the Mige. So don't we see from this din of the Mish, from the Rabbanon, that Mige, Bimokim Chazoke, Amrino, that's the Kashi. And this doesn't give any time. But it seems that there is a very simple teretz, because Tesis itself said that Mige Bagabeid we don't say. Why? For a different reason. Because there is no Yechochet. Because in Yachad Yedea Malashik Haver. So why do we say by Ksavideinu say that the Anemon? Because there it's a Mige Dibur Yishosik. So in other words, so he doesn't take, so one A does not have to resort to the calculation of the other, only when you have to resort to a timing. So maybe the other A will not agree at the same time, as they say. But if the alternative is to keep quiet, so then it is a good meeting. Anyway, this meeting is not a meeting of boy toy, but it's a meeting of boy shosh. Now, Mige de Boi Shosik is stronger. He's relatively stronger than Mige de Boi Toim. Than Mige de Boi Toim. So, we saw that from the Rashi. That the Zion of Medale, when things the Rashi says, the Afa Pishi Yeshlei Lo, Hoshif Tanya Tegun Yizulam, you know, Mige de Dilma Leaska Daite, in other words, maybe it didn't occur to him the other time. That's Mige de Boi Toim. So, but Mige de Boi Shosik, so that, we cannot say we ask a right anyway. So Mige de Boi Shosik is certainly stronger. Is stronger than Mige de Boi Toim. So Mele, we could say, as a Teretz and Teishas Kashi, that the Abaye would pass raise respect to Mige de Boi Toim. Mige de Boi Toim. So that's Abaye we read today. Mashiach can hear the Rabbanon reference to Mige de Boi Shosik. Mige de Boi Shosik So that's not in the Bible in Pshite. So the Rabbanim say in Pshites that the Mige prevails, Mige the Boye Shossi prevails over the Chazoke of Malbe Gufe Mikore Medek Daye Kumash. Alright. Now let's learn the thesis, the small thesis. Malbe Gufe Medek Daye, it's a small thesis on one line, and not even a whole line, but it's a very difficult thesis. Ul Rabbanim, Afilu Milvao Telo Yadu. Divinon Sheikhilose in the same Pikashas. Kidamunam Bishna. What about the thesis? What about the thesis? After all, thesis that Yates already explained that the machlokes between Rameyah and Rabbanon is, and the question is whether the Migah de Boishosi prevails over the Chazoke of Malve Gufe Migah Dayek, or it doesn't prevail. So, what about the thesis? No, but what about the thesis is this. Here the Lashon HaMishnah is, Hoedim Shomu Ksav Yedeinu Ze, Aval Anusim Oyinu Ktanu Meyinu Psuvedu Sininu Arel in the money. What does it mean Arel in the money? In the Malve, so in case of Ishtar Bechire, so that means that the Dolikeach cannot keep the Sore. Cannot keep the Sore. And in case of Shtar Alvoye, it means that the Malve cannot collect from the lady. Not only from the Chosim Shibodi he cannot collect. He cannot collect even from the Chosim Nechirim either. So the question is, so that by the thesis, why do the Rabbanim say no money? And the Malbe cannot collect even from the Chosim Nechirim. But since they are Edim Chesim, themselves say that Ksav Yodeinu Avol Ktanim Oyim Bishle in the case of Anusimodinu Mahmas Nifoshes. Here we understand the Rabbanon as to why the Malbe cannot collect anything. Nothing from the Chosim Nechirim. Because they say Anusimodinu Mahmas Nifoshes. Now there was Malbe, there was nothing. The Malbe is just a crook. He's a dishonest person and the point of a gun. He forced us to sign the Shtar. That's all. So they in effect say they never saw it. Mashiachim in the case of Ktanimoyim, Psuleidesim. So they say it was Nasim Rasam Israel. And we saw the Alvoy. And we gave the Shtar to the Levi. But we were Psuleides. But Alvoy took place. So in other words, right now they even say that Alvoy took place. So why did the Rabbanon say the money and the Malbe cannot collect? Let him collect from the Chosim Nechirim, from the Chosim Mishibodim, not because Emil Malpeh cannot be given from the Chosim Mishibodim, but from the Chosim Nechirim, he should be able to collect. This is what Bava cases. So then, it's a very difficult case. So then cases with the Teretz, no. Because he cannot even collect from the Chosim Nechirim either. Why can't he collect from the Chosim? Why can't he collect from the Chosim Nechirim there? Because there is a halacha, the Gemara said in Yeshnochlin, that there is a halacha of Tchilose in the Sefer Bikashas. As a matter of fact, there are certain things that the Chachomim will make here, because it's in the Rabbon. It's the Mishnah Yisubes. Oh, that of Chesom Galo. ואילו נמונים להוי בגייקון משרו ובקיפון. נמונו דמים על זה כסב יודי של אבו, וזה כסב יודי של רבי, וזה כסב יודי של אוכל. So because כי משתול עשי מרבונו, so the mayor, if he got to testifies on the handwriting of the father, the handwriting of the father, how does he know the handwriting of the father? Let's say, the father has died already a long time ago. So, but he remembers the handwriting of the father when he was a child. So, if Kim Shtore said to me the Raise, so this person who testifies, why is he God? Right now he is a God. But his real, his observation of the handwriting of the father took place when he was still a cop. So Mele, so the only reason is why is Nemon, and that's an exception, is because King Shtoris is in the Rabbon. King Shtoris is the Rabbon, and he blew Rabbon in the Rabbon. But if it had been in the Raise, he wouldn't be there. Even though at the time of that Buddha is a Godo, the answer is when a person testifies, so he must be kosher at the time of that Godo and the time of the Riyad. At the time of the Riyad, if a person will come after Bar Mitzvah and he will say, he saw half a year ago how Reuven killed Shimon, but half a year ago he was before Bar Mitzvah, so this cannot be recovered. Why? Even though Bishas HaGode, he is a Godo, it has to be Tchilosek Misefet Kasha. This is what Gemara says. In Bobas, Taftu Chofres. In other words, that, and this is what the Gemara says here in Suez. That Chofres also, because only certain things, because the Chachomim Omeko for the general rule is that if at the time of the Riyad, the person was a Kotten, or he was a Korel, even though now he is Mizrachim, so the Agoda is possible. So Mele, the Kashi of Tinsless was, why would the Rabbonim say that the morning, if they say Ktanim of the Mitzvahizim, Bishleim, if they say Anusim Yilmachos Nefoshes, so we understand. So they say in effect, it's all false. The Baalei forced us at the point of the gun to sign the Shtar. But if they say Ktanim of the Mitzvahizim, so they say, it is true, the words are boy, but we were Psoedes, so the Shtar is not the Shtar, but the Haggadah right now is the Haggadah. So let best we collect from the Levi and give it to the Malve on the basis of the present Haggadah. Why does it say in the money? In other words, Besen doesn't collect. The answer is, the Besen cannot be recovered the present Haggadah either. Why? Because what do they say? They say that they saw the Alboye, but at that time they were Ktanim. So who saw? At the time of the year, who saw? Ktanim saw. At that time they were craving. That's what the Psoedes Ayinu means. We are craving, we are brothers in law. But then we divorced our wife, so we are not brothers in law anymore. So, Bishas Abode, they are craving, but Bishas Riyah, they were Sunim, so mele there is no agodic shero to be mechayavim so that the malve could collect from the chosin lechayavim. This is Tinsley's text. So that seems to be very different. But the Rishash raises a very simple question against Tinsley. After all, Tinsley Shittim means that there is a din of mige, and the reason is why it's nemoni. The reason is why it's the money is because even though we should say Kirushi Chivinachizomat, but the reason is why it's the money in the Reishe is because of Akeshosa. And according, so according to Rashi, we saw that Akeshosa doesn't mean again. It means that since the Shtar is not Mikuyen, and the Shtar can only be Mikuyen Alpien, so that means that it's not Nakhilis and the best. It's not that according to the Besen, so they kept the Chesar Magid. But then the question arises, for the moment they finish saying, Ksavadeinu said, it becomes Mikoyev, the answer is, since the other Dibur are Anusim Oyim, so he's talking the Dibur of the Dibur of Ksavadeinu said, so merely talking the Dibur of the Nechkar Yusom, he can still be a Chesar Magid. That's according to Rashi. But according to Tesis, it's on the basis of Midir, the Boyeshosim. So the kasha of the Rishashi is, as far as Migi is concerned, there is no aloha of philosophy saying the kashas. If the Nemone says being viteras in this, so then we could say, no. So the Rabbanon say, Haril the Nemone, and the Malbe cannot be given from the Chosin Yechiri. Why? But they say themselves now, Malbe, that Alboye did take place, they saw the Alboye, but they say that they saw the Alboye while they were Ktanim. So in other words, so that not kosher mitzvah seves, chilosim seves the kasha. But according to Tesis, so who cares that they are not kosher mitzvah seves? But let them be nemo, mitzvah mige. And as far as mige is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's chilosim seves the kasha or it's not chilosim seves the kasha. That's the kasha of the Rishas. Actually, I mean, the Rav Greka should ask that kasha, because he asks similar kashas. Why do he ask this kasha against this? I don't know. I mean, after all, yes, a similar kasha and the tinsus of the Brahmastra in the morning, they eat the chizm of Magidime. So yes, here it's on the basis of Nike, so who cares that it's that in a chizm of Magid, in a chizm of Magid, it was saying this, but it can be a chizm of Magid. But it was Nike, all right, actually, they argue with him that it cannot be a chizm of Magid, even with Teras Nike, but the same kind of kasha, Rabbi Kinnig could have asked on this station, but Rabbi Kinnig doesn't ask against this station. The Rishah says this kasha. So the Rishah says, we hear the kasha, King Dama, Dama Yisrael Emes, Nimin Walze Bimige Dibo Yishaske, Velo Yam Redipsu Moyu, Velo Yivre Sadel Nishikre. So let's see what the Rishah says it has. V'yish Lema, V'yish Lema, Kiven, Dipsui Moyinu, Kiven, Dipsui Moyinu, Psui Korbe, Moshikos Baram, Ukraivim Zeras Melachit, דחלמי שבארם פסלים רחמנו, כדייסה דירו פסרה, וגדלו מזה כוס פרטים, סיסלי כמון, הרי, חץ דדיליין, הרי שבו גומר, בני זה וכיינו, נמר לחיר בתחום אל נמר לחיר באישו. So I mentioned the Ramban. So there is a thesis. I didn't go over the thesis yet, because it's a very difficult thesis. I'm playing a Rashi Kasha against the thesis. So a similar Kasha. So what can we tell about Rashi? That the reason the kasha was, let the Malbe be able to be gave from the Chosin Yechirin and because they themselves testify that thou will be the place, except that they walk time at the time of the Rie when they observe thou Goye. So things is that it is no, he cannot collect it from the Chosin Yechirin on the basis of the Agod Baal Peh, because the Agod Baal Peh is Pasal Agode. Why? Because the V.A. is not philosophy Kashres. The V.A. did not take place the Kashres. Bipsu, they were Ktanim et Hanudri. So the Rishash Kashi is, but let them be Nemon, and the Halvoye, on the basis of Nige. So he says, since the Psu of Korah is not because of Shoshal Mishak, because the Gemara says that in the Meisha Baharim, Apos, as we show them, to say Hashoshim Mishakeh, Gavim Meisha Baharim, so it's Igdos HaKosov. Igdos HaKosov, not because of Hashoshim Mishakeh. Not because of Mishakeh. If it's Igdos HaKosov, so the Meile, they cannot be Nemon on the basis of Nidir. So it's out of question of Nidir. So what kind of interest is it? And then he mentions, Ugdeva Mizukos Vatim says Likamon. So let's go over the thesis. At that time, when I mentioned the Ramban, I didn't want to mention the thesis because thesis is difficult and I'm glad you're a Sikasha. Alright, but let's go over that Gemara. Harishabo Goma Bize Vikir, Nemon Lachir Vitrumo, Ven Nemon Lachir Ishi, Divered, Omer Rapriye, Imatoman Lachir Vitrumo, Tamine Lachir Ishi. ויני אתם אמינו להשאיר אישו, לא יתאמין אליך ובתרומו. אומר לי, אני מאמין להשאיר בתרומו, שביודו להשאיר בתרומו. ואני מאמין להשאיר אישו, שביודו להשאיר אישו. So the Ramban is the cash. Now, it is obvious that when Rav Chiya said, אם אתם אמינו להשאיר אישו, אם אתם אמינו להשאיר בתרומו, תאמין להשאיר אישו. But, so what kind of a kasha did Rav Chiya raise? After all, Trumo requires only one aid. He doesn't be so. So the Meila is a Mikhe, Yodi Lachir Trumo. Mashein Kei, Lashi Eisho. So Yuchsin requires slaving. So what kind of a Mikhe does he have? So the Ramban explains it. I mean, that's the plain pshat of the Gemara. What Rav Chiya meant, because Rebbe Tassin didn't name Lashi Eisho, even if another aid joins it. So there, he also has a meeting. So that's what the priest. So he said, V'yato, V'yinamine, Lashi Eisho, Sheviyot Lashi Eisho, even though together with the other aid, he could be Mashin and Eisho, but by training, Mige is not effective. Because what is Mige? Mige is a Chochet. So when the Torah requires anything, so even Mishavari cannot be accepted. So how can a Chochet of Mika be better than the Choche of Mishra. This is how the Ramban explains it. Now let's see what Jesus says. Harim Shomav Mizevikeilu. We do not have Mizevikeilu. Mash Mashin Yodu Alon. In Ublei, we who go to Hoy Chudlei, we should care, Shady Ben Hush. We Yodu Alon Chudlei, how will you have Mizekeim the Loyal? We came since the Gemara has reference to the case. Where it's not your dualon, whether it's his son, not whether it was not Hozak as his son. We don't know that his son. And then all of a sudden he comes and says, that's my son, and he's a king. He's a king. So, anyway, the question is, So, explains it. Liyuchsun, if another age joins it. Otherwise, which I have to say. And Ritumo, he should also be Nemo. But he is Nemo Ritumo, so what is Jesus want? So the Masha explains. The Gemara says that he is Nemo on the basis of what we get? Of Biyod Lachir Ritumo. Biyod is also like we get. But why do we have to resort to the fact that Biyod Lachir Ritumo let him be Nemo without recourse to Biyod Lachir Ritumo? Let's say, suppose it's a case where we know that the father has no trauma, he's a poor man, he has no trauma, he's penniless. But, so, he still has a medium, because he could have abstained from admitting that he is his son. Then, because if we know that he is a father, so we see from this memory, that even though by definition, we assume there is no psul of Korah as such. But if a father, someone who is a father, suppose we have a suffix, we know that Reuben is the son of Yaakov, and we know that Yaakov is a king. But there is a suffix, there is a rinun, there is a suffix because of the rinun. That Reuven is a Ben Grushi. So maybe he's a whole, he's not a king. And so, suppose the father would say, no, he's not a Ben Grushi, then he's not them. Why? Because a father is Choshen Meshach. Not because of the psul of Korah as such. But a father is Choshen Meshach. It wouldn't apply, let's say, to another Korah. Where the psul of Korah as such applies, it doesn't make any difference whether a father, a grandfather, a brother, a first cousin, as long as he is a Kohen. So Shemi Bishemi is also a Kohen. Mashenki here, there is no, in Idechon Bishum, there is no Psul of Kohen. A first cousin would be Nemo. But a father is Choshev Meshach. A father is a Choshev. So the Mele, but since it's not your dwelling, that he is the son. So maybe he could have refrained from admitting, from revealing this fact that he is a father. And then he would be Nemo. So maybe if he admits that he is a father, but he says, Vikeinu is not a Ben Grushe. B'niu, Vikeinu, he is not a Ben Grushe. That Iru is not true. That call that he is a Ben Grushe is not true in respect to him. In respect to him. So you should be never with the Migeh. So Tesis Kashin is the Gemara mentions the Migeh of Biyode Lashia Yisha. Not Sam. The Migeh of Biyode Lachir Bitrumo. Without recourse to that Migeh of Biyode Lachir Bitrumo. Is Biyode not to admit that he is the father? So the Migeh would be Nemon. So now he should also be Nemon. And he should be Nemon also if another age joins him. So he should be Nemon because of the media we got a Yuxun too. In Tate, we take it King Nemon, the Kula Almo, Tumor Yuxun, the media we go on every day, the Yesh Lema, the Afogal, the Ikin Nige, Loy Nehemo, the Ridvor of Torabo, Kidam Rino Bachelit, the Varecho Akumato, the Aedis Rap, the Aedo, the Odom, Nemon Nifsilas Nek, the Afogal, the Rebbe Koma Bissomu, אני מאמיני לאחיר בתרומו, שהרביות לאחיר בתרומו, אל מאפו גם בכל עבור לדלום את נמר מיגה, הוסף בעד אני מינו לי בשביל ישראל מיגה, אפילו ידינו שוב מי. Because the מיגה, the מיגה of the יודה, So even if we know that he is his son, so it's still that we are wise. Masha'im came, the idea of not telling, not revealing that he is a father, so then that idea we cannot say. Because he could have refrained from revealing the fact that he is a father. So, Abitulika says, there is a chisul of the same kind of kash. So he says, what chayiches has the Gemara, what bearing does the Gemara of Nidvarecha akumato, the endless lakum? There it's a question in regard to the memories of Yaakov. So there is special Zerzak also that the father is Nemot, and son. But if somebody comes and says, a Ger, who is the Cheskas Ger, the Cheskas Ger Kosh, comes to Bezdin and says, Nisgayar to Beinu Linatzni, I was Nisgayar, there was no Bezdin, nothing. So then the Gemara says, Nemot Atonish Zerzak, Beinu Atonemot, lives over there. So over there, the demones is on what basis? It's on the basis of Yaki. The demones of Yaki that the father has applies to a father in Israel. A father in Akum, there is no demones of Yaki. So the male, if he comes and says, I have to be with me. So in effect, he's saying, I'm a goy. So, and the goy doesn't have the demones of Yaki. So the male, there is, it's a repugnant agoda. Because he himself is saying in his agode, I am possible for this. Masha'im can hear the kashe by Tesis was, let him be Nemon, not on the basis of Yakir, but on the basis of Nige, because we didn't know that he was a father. So maybe if he had kept quiet and he wouldn't have revealed that he is the father, so then we would have accepted his agode, because of the devil and his own. So now that he came to Bezdin and he revealed the fact that he is a father, so through a father he has no mnemonis of Yidachon Yisroel, a father, not Korev in general. Korev is Choshev Yisroel, but a father because he's a Choshev Yishakel. A father is a Choshev Yishakel. So the male, so the question is, but here the mnemonis should be Viteras Nige. So what if he's a Kohen? So there is no stira in that. That's Rabbi Gleyas Kashi. Tesis Tirzu. So Rabbi Gleyia himself has the Tkash. We have the Mashma, the Maire of Yadon and the Oyo Pei, we become our music, in Kei, the Inem of Miga, the Boy Oma, he would make, so Rabbi Gleyia gives his own parents, it's a very good act. Yesh Lema Beis in Miga. Why? Because he could have refrained from revealing the fact that he's a son. No, he doesn't want that this information should be withheld, because that might be detrimental to the son. If the world, if the community will not know that he is son, so if and when he dies, so the son will not be able to take over his nechosim, and he's a father, he wants this the son to take over his nechosim upon his death. So in Mele, it's not a good time to refrain from revealing the fact that he is son. So it's normal, that's how he is. That means יהושום מדין אידס בונו ואמיני, מדין יקי, שפי אמינו לדברך עושו, אם זה מפורם את הגודל. אבל לא חייב מטעם מיגה בועל אמיני, מה ביקר בין קורב, או תו קורב ונדמר מיגה? זה לא יסבור כך. So, number one, the Rishash is this similar kashi. He has a similar kashi against the king's race here. Why does this say that the reason is why the Malve, according to Rabbanon, cannot be given even from the Fossil Mechirin? Because the Agode is a Fossil Agode, because the Rhea was Bitsu, so the kashi was, but let him be Nemon, the Gerasmige. So he says, since he is a Kore, so Lidvorecho Korevat. So then he says, Ugdeilo Mizumatzon. Ugdeilo Mizumatzon. Bitesves Dachkofe. But the question is, Elochaname. Ugdeilo Mizumatzon. But the thesis is difficult. Then the Kashov Abdelia against the thesis. But according to what thesis says, so this seems to be the deterrence. In other words, here we couldn't say that they should be Nemon. They should be Nemon and the Migi. They should be Nemon and the Migi. That there was our boy because they had the Migi that they did not have to say that Suleyesim. But the Kashi is, but here the Kashi is, they should be Nemon, not on the basis of Eides, they should be Nemon on the basis of Nige. So, philosophy say that the Kashres only applies to Agot with Teras Eides, not with Teras Nige. But the same Kashi, but he mentions what Eides says, the Rishash. But the thesis is difficult, and that's Rabbi Gleyer's kashe against thesis. So we have to say, on this thesis, that this thesis shite is like the Rambam. This thesis shite is like the Rambam. And as a matter of fact, when we have to say the similar thing, we have to say, in regard to thesis that profane. Of course, thesis that profane is a bigger thing, because there is a question of Missouri. But we have to say that this thesis, in order to apply the Rishash Teretz, so we have to say that the thesis here agrees with the oneness of the Rambam. In other words, that Eidim cannot be Nemon Teretz. Eidim cannot be Nemon Teretz. And we saw that there is one motion of thesis in Robasta that way, except that the Masho makes a correction. But if we don't make any correction in the thesis in Robasta, so then, and when thesis says the Kashi, by every train, so we say it's a Sophic, why shouldn't the second cut be Nemon? Because of the Migeh, they could pass it. The first cut because of Yusei, so there are three Tomutsim. One of the Tomutsim is, that it's not shy to say Migeh by Eidim. So that's in accordance with the oneness of the Rambam. Now, here we see the thesis mentions all over that the reason is why it's the morning is because of Migeh. So it could be that even though thesis here mentions that the reason is why the morning in the case of Anusimani, Ptanimani, Psuleyesim, it's because of Migeh, Diboy Yeshosim. But even this thesis agrees with the oneness of the Rambam. In other words, in the thesis in Ksuves agrees with the second teretz in Borobasra. Because in Borobasra there are three teretz. וזו בו לפני עצמו מידו תן בבין רבונה בין רב חיז למנה ובאסרוי במיר גבי בו יפסלינו וכמוי וכבוי נעושה ועצות במיר אני מול תרצי ומידי בו כמידים ואמרים ואין if we don't recognize the correction and we feel generous with it ואין דמיגל ויוכל ישאי מייסם שני אידי ואפלו נמוהם קופה אידי אין נמונים דתחי כמאיות So that's in accordance with the Lomdes of the Ramban. So there is one Teretz in Tetzes here in Molbasra that by Mige is not Shabbat. But we see from the Tetzes here in Suez, the Tetzes here in Suez explains the ratio of the Mishneh and the basis of Mige the Boyashasi. So it could be that this Tetzes that explains in Suez, that explains and the basis of Migri Boishosi also agrees with the Lomdes of Ramban that by any Migri is not Shaykh. Why? Because Migri is only Shaykh by Tainis Baldom. But by any, there is no Migri. And Stami Choches, so are not effective. But the reason is why, like the second parents in cases in Bobas, but the reason is why cases in Suez mentions, without exception, that the reason is why Anusima Yinuktanima Yinuksoevisa Yinuksaharil in the morning, and the basis of the Yehoche of Mikhevi Boyishosik, because here, as a result of the Mikhevi Boyishosik, they can be Nemo Mikhevasevis. Because actually, If they say anusimayu, so the mele, if they say anusimayu, so then anusimayu no machmas lefoshes. So why aren't they them in the case of ksav yodom yetsibok machet? Because kili shehigit shuvin achigal machet. Now Rashi mentions a special zerosakos, a special wash. I mean, the Gemara doesn't mention that Rashi, but Rashi mentions a special drasakosu. Choda abodeksi ve'yimlo yagi. So there cannot be a second agot. But Tesis doesn't mention that there is a drasakosu of kimishi gishunachelamagi. So the question is, why do we say kimishi gishunachelamagi? So the answer is, now, the dialogue of kimishi gishunachelamagi is mentioned not only in connection with abodesides, even abodes of nimones of idachot and misom too. And idachot comes to best. And he says, this is Chayyad, then he is Chayyad, he cannot be Chayyad. So, without the Zohar Kosov, it's a story. Because if the Torah is my name, so that means that when he testifies, and basically is Devish Bechelker, and basically is the Kapil Eides, so the Agudah Seides is Mivara the fact. So, if it's Ksav Yodom Yitzim Okimachir, so then it's naturally do something best. If it's naturally do something best, how can they even say, so it's like Aiden testifying, and then it will be Boho Grado. So, can we accept the Agoda of the Aiden? If Benzin is an Ansade, let me check. So, mainly, the reason is why Kimishikishinachinomagi, if the Torah is mominating, and Aiden, that's the strongest deal that can be, nothing can be stronger than they're not going to say this. Except if basically with their eyes they see Boho Grado. So they see each other. But if Besni doesn't see each other, so that means that if Besni was become ladies, so that means it's an unsabe. That is true. Then the same lady come and say, what we said is false. So Besni is an unsabe that the Hazor is Sheker. Because it was already Israel that what they say now is not true. So it's not that there is a Jerusalem that wants him testify. So then they are possible to be chazen. There is no Jerusalem, they're not possible. But if Besni was becoming an atheist, so then when the other atheist, when the same cat of atheist come to Besni and they say no, what we said is not true. So then Bez knows that what the second Agode is, the second Agode in Sheker. So it's like claiming, coming to Bez and say that Reuven killed Shimon, and then all of a sudden, while we say it, so Shimon, the supposed victim, comes to Bez, appears before Bez. So then, can Besni be Mikabu Eides? So we know each other. So if Besni was Mikabu Agodas Eides, So that means it's true. Then they come and say, no, it's not true. So Bez knows that the Chazor is Sheker, not that they are possible. In the case of Eksav Yodom Yitzim Mokem Acher, so because of the Chochah of the Mikke, we know that the same lady say is true. If they know what the same lady say is true, so they are kosher to be Magdeh. Okay, that's it. So that's the reason. That's the reason as to why. That's the reason as to why. So we say that they are never with the Migeh. Not because they are never with the Sechoch of Migeh. No, the Migeh is Mechiyach. That what they are saying now is true. Once it is true, why should that be the Kabbalah? They are Godhead, they are kosher eating. But if we didn't have a Chochet, that the Chazori is true, so then we would say, no, we cannot be the Kabbalah Chazori, because we know in Chechia, because we know that the original Godhead is true. Mashiach came if there is a Chochet, as far as the Chochet is concerned, so it is a good Chochet. The Ramban is also made it a good Chochet. So we know that what they're saying now, even though it contradicts the original Agode, is true. So once we know it's true, why shouldn't we become famous? We know it's true. Then absolutely, Mashiach in the case where they say, so in the way, we cannot be recovered. This Agode Vitira say this. Because this Agode Vitira say this is possible because the video was not the cashless. So he cannot even be given from the Chosin Nechere. He cannot even be given from the Chosin Nechere. This is the Teretz of the Rishash. And then the Rishash says, Ugdeiro Mizu Metzonu. The Teshle says, that